Australia's aid budget is about to get an overhaul, with the federal government wanting to refresh the objectives underpinning the nation's foreign aid spending. The review is expected to assess which countries receive support, how much they get, and what sorts of programs will be funded into the future. But the total amount of funding won't be up for discussion. From Canberra, Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark has more.
Australia spends about $4 billion each financial year on foreign aid. To put that in perspective, it's around 0.2% of gross national income, or 21 cents for every $100. The last comprehensive plan guiding that spending was released in 2013, and after much lobbying, the federal government is now going to update that plan.
Obviously things have changed a lot in the last 6 years, and the government's very aware of that.
That's the Minister for International Development, Alex Hawke, speaking to a podcast on international development called Goodwill Hunters.
I think we've already started the conversation about our aid program and the objectives that it has, the strategy behind it, the plans beneath it.
He's light on details, but the aid sector has been pushing for a review like this for a long time. The CEO of the Australian Council for International Development, Mark Purcell, says Australia's aid program needs to reflect the times.
The world has changed a lot in the last few years since we did this back in 2013. We've seen increased competition in the Pacific. We're seeing increased prosperity in parts of Asia, but also rising inequality. And across the board, we're seeing more and more weather-related disasters caused by the effects of climate change.
The government isn't contemplating changing how much money it spends on aid, but rather what it wants to achieve with that money. As a consequence, it'll raise questions about which countries should get aid, how much of it, and what for. The government is already shifting its spending to have a greater impact in the Pacific, but it will have to grapple with more difficult questions about aid to Asian countries that are rapidly developing. For example, Indonesia is growing into an economic powerhouse of Southeast Asia, but still receives substantial funding from Australia. Mark Purcell says Australia's priorities need to be clearly set out.
We want to make sure that we are making the biggest impact. To do that, you need a plan.
The Minister, Alex Hawke, is aware that the ground is shifting and Australia's aid priorities need to take that into account. While the details are yet to be revealed, the review is expected to take a few months. And whilst the government may not want to talk about spending more on aid, ongoing criticism that Australia gives far less as a percentage of its national income than most other OECD nations will be hard to avoid.
Melissa Clark reporting there.